honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Masturbation. I said the word masturbation. It's very important. Some people refer to it as self-pleasure. There's lots of other names, which I'm not going to mention, but I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. But here to shed light on why this is so healthy, especially during May, well, and every month, but May is Masturbation Month, is a wonderful Alexandra Jameson. I must be all flustered about masturbation.
It makes us all nervous. It's okay.
Yeah, I thought I was good. And then I was like, oh my goodness. So Alexandra, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you think masturbation is so important to destigmatize.
Well, I've been a health and I've been a health coach and a chef for over 15 years. In my latest book, Women, Food, and Desire, I talk about the links between our emotional desires for food, our discomfort with our body, and our low body confidence, and what this all has to do with our comfort with our sexual selves. And in the book, I talk about the relationship between a healthy sexual life with healthy gut microbiome, good metabolism, balanced hormones. I even talk about taking one of my clients in to get her first vibrator to encourage her to start masturbating. She wasn't dating. She was in her mid-40s. She was experiencing a lot of gut trouble. And I said, listen, you've never experienced a lot of pleasure in that part of your body, and your digestion and your reproductive organs are right next to each other. What if we started intentionally bringing pleasure into your week? What if you made dates with yourself a few times a week to experience what your body's capable of? And in my research in the last few years around the book that came out in January and around, this is National Masturbation Month. I don't know if you knew this, but it's the 20th anniversary of National Masturbation Month. And I want people to know that this incredibly natural, common tool, technique that people are using just to self-pleasure themselves has so many health benefits.
Oh, it really does. I can say firsthand. That's a funny joke. No joke. I say no pun intended. It really does make a huge difference, whether you use a vibrating machine or your hand or whatever you want to use. It can make such a difference. And it's so relaxing, too.
It really is relaxing. And so many women who are approaching menopause or who are in a really stressful time in their life. I mean, I know women who have 2 or 3 kids under the age of 5 who are exhausted but wired. You know, a lot of us women experience that, and they have a hard time getting to sleep, but they need sleep so much. Well, masturbating, pleasuring themselves only for, you know, 5 to 15 minutes, you don't even need a toy. You don't need a vibrator. You can use your own hand. That's really all you need to do. It can help you get a healthy dose of dopamine, endorphins, and oxytocin, which are all helpful to help you ease into sleep without stress. It can also help you help your man as well improve sperm quality. You know, there's less DNA damage and motility problems with fresh sperm. And most people in happy, healthy relationships are still masturbating. More than half of men, a little bit under half of women self-report to still be masturbating within marriage. And that's actually a good thing. We just need to talk about it and share with our partner what's happening so that there's not secrecy or shame going on. Let's just all talk about it. And it's actually a great way for men to support their female partners in feeling more confident in their own body. And I've experienced this myself. You know, leaving a divorce and getting back out into the dating world, I was really disconnected from my own body and knowing what felt good to me. Well, through this process of like learning how to masturbate again in my mid-30s, I was able to say, like, how does my body work now? What do I like? It's really confidence building.
Oh, it really is. Yeah, it must be tough going out there now. That's a whole other topic we'll have to have you back on, about dating in this day and age with all the technology. It's definitely changed. I've been in relationship for 17 years, so I haven't
it
had
is,
to
you know, I hadn't dated
that.
In over 10 years, and when I started dating again a few years ago, I had over 100 first dates in a year and a half. I really tried everything out there in order to see, like, what do I like now? I hadn't dated in so long. I had to discover, like, what do I like now as a grown woman, and find out what it's like out there. So you know, it's really important for us, whether we're in a marriage or single, to keep in connection with our own body. You know, sexual pleasure really brings you into the present moment. It's actually kind of a meditation. It can be really relaxing and bring you into a calm physical space. It also helps you feel less pain. You know, orgasm and sexual arousal, they increase blood flow to both your brain and your reproductive organs. So if you're having menstrual cramps or headaches, it can really be helpful. And even just daydreaming, even sexy daydreams or reading erotic fiction, can boost testosterone in women, which is really helpful for naturally raising your libido. If you've been feeling like your libido is kind of in the tank, maybe it's time to do a little bit more daydreaming to get your juices flowing, and that can really help a long-term relationship.
Well, I've always been terrible at meditating, but masturbation, not so much. So I really like what you said about...
No, it's great. And I really, you know, the more moms I talk with, you know, I've interviewed several health experts this month on sexual health and masturbation on my own podcast, and almost all of them are mothers. So these are women who are bringing a healthy relationship with sex into their family life. And we're trying to talk more with our children and take the shame off of this very natural, very normal act. Whereas before, kids were told you'll go blind, you'll grow hair on your palm, you know, crazy stuff that just put us out of connection with our body. We were afraid, and we thought our own bodies were bad and shameful, and what we want isn't good. Well, that just sets us up, especially women, to think that our cravings, our desires, our self is not good, not worthy, not valuable. So actually having a healthy, factual conversation with your kids, with your partner about masturbation can really help everyone feel a little bit more calm about just being who they are.
Oh, I completely agree. When I was a kid, I would sort of, I won't tell how I did it or whatever, but my dad would just kind of come up and like tap me and be like, why don't you go up to your room? But there was never like, I still felt kind of guilty. He didn't say it in a mean way, but it still was like, we didn't really talk about it, but at least they told me I could still do it. I just had to do it upstairs. So I noticed my daughter, I'm like mother, like daughter. And so I had to say to her, you know, it's totally fine. I talked to her. I told her what it is. It's masturbation. And it's okay. And it feels good, but you need to do it in your room. And she's like, oh, okay. So I'm like, okay, that was
right.
Easy.
At least you told her what it is. And
yes.
I really believe that if more young women, especially, were encouraged to have a more relaxed attitude towards masturbate. You know, with guys, it's just in the culture. Everybody knows
sure.
that they all do it. They joke about it. With girls, it's not the same. It's shameful. It's dirty. It's like a secret. No girls ever talk about it with their friends. Well, that puts us in the position of most girls don't really explore it. They might do it a little bit, but they don't really, you know, get into it or learn more about their own bodies. So that by the time they get into relationships, dating in their late teens, early 20s, they don't know how to set physical boundaries. I believe, and I've talked to several of the sex experts this month on my own Cravecast podcast about how young women who masturbate more are more likely to be in healthy sexual relationships as they get older and not accept and not stand for any kind of abuse or boundary pushing that isn't comfortable for them.
Oh, that is fantastic. Alexandra, I always love having you on, and so does Andrea. Tell us how we can learn more about you.
Oh, thank you. My book, you can find it at womenfoodanddesire.com, or you can go to my blog at alexandrajameson.com.
Wonderful. Alexandra, thank you so much. Alexandra is going to be joining us regularly here on Naturally Savvy, and we are so excited. I want to thank everyone for listening. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. You can also go back to www.radiomd anytime and click on the programs and Naturally Savvy, and you can hear all kinds of great shows. And make sure to check out the other awesome programs too. Have a great day and stay well.